Hey there, love bug, badass, and beautiful soul. Wherever you are in this amazing world, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Healing One Unapologetic Healer podcast, where we are talking about all things healing, business, and everything in between. Make sure that you grab something yummy to drink, something good to snack on, a pen, some paper, and or your phone or your tablet to take notes, because I know there's something that you're going to hear that's going to stick with you, and you're going to want to dive deeper into that. And make sure you're clicking that share button and sharing this with everybody you know, because I guarantee you that you know somebody that needs to hear what we are talking about. So tune in, and I'll see you next time, guys. Hey, 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 fellow love bugs, badasses, beautiful souls, and all you amazing people out there in internet land and a part of our online Healing One family and community. Welcome back to season 3. If you are looking at the actual Anchor podcast or looking at the graphic for this episode, you have noticed a lot of big changes. We have changed the name of the podcast. It used to be called the Healing One Tea or the Healing Tea Podcast. We have updated to call it the Unapologetic Healer. That goes in line with some huge changes that we have been making here at I Am Healing One over the past year or so. So welcome back. If you were a previous listener, already a part of our audience, welcome. If you're a new listener, and if you don't know who I am, let me take a quick second to introduce myself. I am Jasmine, your favorite health and wellness and spiritual expert, coming to you to talk about all things healing, all things self-care, all things self-love, and business. So, to dive into this first episode of season 3, I want to kind of catch you up on some of the things that happened over the past year and why we made some drastic changes. And then I want to tell you a little bit more about what we're going to be talking about moving forward, right? So today is January 11th of 2022. First and foremost, can I say thank God, Goddess, Source, Spirit, Creator, angels, ancestors, and whatever else you believe in. Thank all of it that I am here, that you are here, and we have made it. The crazy outside is not over. We are all still figuring it out, but thankfully many of us are still here, and I give thanks to all of my friends and family members that have helped to keep me sane. Ooh, y'all don't even know, you know, to help keep me sane behind the scenes, to help me keep going, to help me keep a grasp on reality, because I am still in my right mind, y'all. Listen, It's been some craziness these last couple of years. You feeling me? You know what I'm saying? You picking up what I'm putting down? Because, ooh, honey child. So what were we working on the past year? Everything. Y'all know that we have always focused on healing, right? We have always focused on really normalizing conversations around healing, normalizing conversation around sex, around self-care, around self-love, around worthiness, all those uncomfortable topics that people tend to shy away from or get afraid of or have fear and anxiety around, right? We have really put a lot of work into that over the years. Videos, classes, podcast episodes, PDF workbooks. I got a whole book on forgiveness. I got a journal on self-love. Like, clearly this is where we shine. And we still are actually going to be talking about all of those things. But I had a powerful shift during the early part of last year. Really, it started mid-2020, like when the pandemic was first kind of just slapping us all across the head, right? And we had a lot of time to sit at home and think. And as I was having the conversation with myself, with my higher self, with my team, with my friends, you know, and talking through some of the changes that I was feeling personally and wanted to implement professionally, I realized that one of the biggest pivots I wanted to make was in what I was talking about and who I was talking to. So If you've been with us for a while, you know that I have been in wellness, spirituality for 20 years. I have a background in ministry. I have a background in counseling and mental health work, addictions, at-risk teens, all of it. But I shifted away from a lot of that to work with just kind of everyday people for a while because that was a lot of heaviness that I was dealing with a lot of the clientele that I was serving years ago, business owners, I can't talk today. Y'all forgive me. Business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, ministers, pastors, etc., right? That was heavy to be dealing with for me at 25 years old, 23, 24, 25, 26, because I didn't have the right help in place. I didn't have appropriate boundaries. I didn't have a helpful team. I just was not prepared for that magnitude of what I was being assigned to and what I was being called to do. And I was like, I ain't here for this. And so I kind of shifted away from it and just worked with everyday people. And what I realized in 2020, as I had time to really slow down and sit still with that, there was something missing for me in the past few years of my work. I love what I do and I love the people that I had been able to help. However, I realized as I began to look back, because people have been saying to me through the years, Jazz, but you are meant to work with leaders. You are the healer for the healer. You're the healer for other leaders. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine and dandy, but eh. And I changed the subject and keep going. And I realized there was something there that I needed to kind of work through and pay attention to. There was some wounds there that I had to heal in order to embrace that part of that truth to see if it was true for me. And I realized that it was. The more I dug into my healing, I realized that that was true. That still remained true for me. I was a healer for healers. I was a leader for leaders. I was that safe person for all the safe people. And so it still took me about a year to kind of work through what that meant, how I wanted to implement that, what that looked like, what it felt like, right? Was I going to change all of my services? Like, what was I doing? And I realized, no, I didn't want to change my services. I didn't need to. I'm still here to do the things that I'm doing. I just needed to slightly pivot. Now, a lot of my clientele was already those titles. They were already leaders and counselors and therapists and doctors and nurses and business owners and holistic practitioners and other healers and coaches, etc. And so there wasn't a lot that I had to do other than just finally acknowledging that that was the direction that I needed to be pointing in, and that was the direction that I needed to be comfortable going in again. I needed to honor that. I needed to allow it to be true so that it could grow, right? So that I could thrive with it again and expand with it again. And so, much of what we do is still the same. We just made a pivot in who we were serving. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't work with you if you're not a business owner or a leader of some sort. What that means is that that's just the largest part of our customer base now. And it made sense because oftentimes that person is better prepared for the information that I have to share and for the level of commitment that I require to work with me. And I'm not just talking about money, I mean energy, I mean emotional investment, time to commit to the changes that they need to implement. They're often better prepared because they're already in the process. They understand energy exchange and reciprocity. They want to be paid well, so they understand paying me well. There's a lot that goes into it as far as why that's the right person for me, and why spirit designates me to tell me, like, hey, this is why we have you here to do this, right? But it took a while to implement, right? So here we are. We made this huge pivot and turned our ship and, started going in this direction. We also started working on our branding because we needed to change things to better resonate with where we are now. We've had the same logo for 10 plus years. We've had, the same coloring for years. There was a lot that just should be updated. I felt like needed to be updated. Let me say it that way, because it didn't have to be, but I wanted it to be updated to better reflect who we are and who we're becoming as a business. Now, why did I want to talk about this and the direction that we're going forward in? Because I want to talk about the fact that it's okay to pivot. As a business owner, as an individual, as a human being, it is easy to get caught up in the hype of you got to stay the same. You got to be consistent. You got to be that person that everybody knows that you are. You got to be this, and A, B, C, D, F. Forget E, because E don't matter. And then you got to jump to T and S because that's what people expect, right? This is what we believe. These are the things that people know about us. This is what makes sense. This is what people understand. So this is who we have to continue to be. And what I want to share with you today is I truly believe, and it is part of my truth, it is perfectly normal and acceptable. And as a matter of fact, I believe absolutely necessary to being able to thrive in life, to be able to change, to pivot, to shift directions, right? Sometimes you got to burn it all to the ground and start over. Sometimes you got to tear it all down to the foundation and start over. Sometimes you take pieces and you start over. Whatever that looks like, it is okay to do so. But we live in such a place of fear and anxiety sometimes that tells us it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And so we hold ourselves rigidly, right, to the strongholds of everyone else's judgment, to the strongholds of everyone else's opinions, to the strongholds of everyone else's ideas of who we have to be. And then we try to fit our round self into that oval square hole, right? Because it's not completely oval. It's not completely square. It's like this weird shape that we have to fit ourselves in. And then when we don't fit, we're judging ourselves. We're afraid of their judgment. We feel ridiculed. We feel isolated. We feel shame. We feel guilt. We feel regret. We feel sadness. We feel so many things. And it just compounds and compounds and compounds, right? And so I'm giving you this reminder. Even if that's the experience that you've had, that people told you they were right, that you had to stay the same, or you thought they were right, that you had to stay the same, I'm here to break through today and give you this reminder that it is okay to pivot. It is okay to pivot. It is okay to let go of things and people that are no longer serving you, because maybe you've been holding on to them for too long, or you've been letting them hold on to you for too long. It is okay, right, to allow yourself to shift and say, I've had enough. It is okay to allow yourself to release the things that are old, stagnant, and taking up space in your energetic, spiritual, emotional, financial, physical, or mental well-being spaces and are no longer serving you. Now, how do you let go of something financially? Well, we all have to redo our budgets periodically, right? So when is the last time you redid your budget and realized you were paying for a membership you didn't even use anymore? When's the last time you looked in your bank account to reconcile your ledger and you saw payments that you didn't even realize you were still making for something you hadn't used in 2 years? You didn't even realize you were still paying for it. Didn't even have access to it. Don't even know your login or what the website is at all. That's something that you can clear out of your energy financially to release and let go of. When's the last time you went through your closet and decluttered and got rid of clothes that either didn't fit you, didn't make sense, or just you didn't want them anymore? When's the last time you cleared out that hall closet or the closet beneath the stairs or the attic space or the basement in the house? When's the last time you went into that storage building in the backyard or that storage building you've had for 10 years and you kept saying you were going to get rid of it and do a yard sale and yet you still haven't, right? What about those shoes? What about the umpteen number of wallets that you've been collecting saying, I'm going to use them? I'm going to cycle them back out and pull them. Yep. Uh-huh. I'm going to. What about all those so-called friends in your contact list right now that you have not talked to in 15 years. You don't even know if that is a working number anymore, right? That's just a couple of examples. So I'll make it personal. For myself, I literally spent the last year and a half purging. I did not realize how much stuff I had collected. Oh my God. Let me tell y'all something. I had five dish sets, and this is ridiculous. I had five dish sets, y'all. Because I had a dish set years ago when I lived in Atlanta, and then when I moved here, it was packed up. And then when I got my apartment, and I bought another dish set. And then when I bought my house, and then I got another dish set. And then I don't even know how I ended up with five dish sets, but I had five dish sets, and I said, So, no, we gonna get rid of three of these. And so I went through and I got rid of three of the dish sets. I went through all of the stuff I had packed up that I had been saying for years I was going to go through. And I got rid of three dish sets. I gave away blankets, pillows. I gave away like half my kitchen stuff. And still, y'all, this is the crazy thing. I gave away half of the stuff I had packed up for the kitchen. Brand new pots and pans, dish sets, glassware, silverware, you name it, I gave it away. Keurigs and all, blender and all, and I still had enough to outfit an entire kitchen. That was ridiculousness, right? And guess what all that stuff was doing? It was sitting in the back of the house, taking up space physically, but it was also taking up emotional, energetic space. Because the more brain power I was giving to always trying to deal with all that stuff that was packed up in the back of the house was less brain power and emotional energy that I had to give to my business, to talk to my team, to lead them, to motivate myself, to make decisions, to deal with my own personal shit, right? So again, that's just one example. Another thing I did was I went through all my clothes. I called a friend to the house one day. I said, "Girl, I need some help. I need about 2, 3 hours." Okay? She came over. She sat on the sofa in the bedroom. We took out everything in my closet. I pulled out totes where I had clothes folded up. I pulled out those space storage bags where I had clothes packed in. We went through everything. And I tried, if I had not recently worn it, I tried it on. If I had recently worn it, I already knew. But if I had not recently worn it, I tried it on. I put it to the side if I wanted to keep it so we could either fold it back up or hang it up. If it did not make me feel sexy when I put it on, we immediately put it in a bag to go to the thrift store drop off to donate it. Right? That was my criteria. If I have not worn it in 6 months, if when I put it on, it does not make me feel sexy and attractive and sensual and good and powerful and strong, yes, all the above, then it went in that bag. I donated. Y'all know them big behind like 50-gallon contractor bags? Y'all will not believe I donated like three of those full of clothes and still got two closets full of clothes. Now, this I can honestly say I do wear these clothes because that makes up summer and winter clothes. I don't know if I would call myself going to a minimalist, but I may be somewhere in between. I'm not quite a minimalist, but I'm close. But you know, again, that's just one example. Because what I realized is, even though I tried to say, but it's different, it's not affecting me. Yes, it was. Because again, all that stuff was taking up brain space because I was constantly thinking, I need to go through this, I need to go through this, I need to go through this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. And the more I was thinking of all those things, the more it was taking space away from me being able to focus on business and all the things that I needed to do with my business to stay productive and on point and prosperous and moving forward, right? So the reason I wanted to talk to you about this today, because we're in a new year. A lot of us went through a lot the last couple of years. You may have lost loved ones, family, friends, coworkers, children, spouses, whether they, passed from COVID or not, losing them through this time was probably an even harder experience than it may have normally been. I don't know. Only you know that for yourself. You may have struggled financially during this time. You may have made more money during this time. You may have struggled with your mental health during this time. Mental illness may have been exacerbated. There's a number of different ways this has affected us all. I know for me, as an introvert, the first year, it didn't bother me. It didn't really bother me. It was challenging to quarantine because I love to be outside. That was the hard part for me the first year. I love to be outside. So it was challenging to not be out there on the walking trails, on the hiking trails, you know, because I tried it a couple of times and it felt too overwhelming to be out there trying to avoid the people. So I said, okay, I'm gonna stay in the house. That was the hard part at first. Then going into the second year is when it started to really get to me, like, I need people. And that was interesting because as an introvert, I'm typically like, okay, I've peopled enough. I need some alone time, right? So that was interesting to be in this space where I was all of a sudden craving human contact, craving being around my friends, missing them, craving, you know, date night and romance and all the things because, like, oh my God, I spent the first part of the year quarantined because of surgeries, right? So even with my partner, I couldn't really be around him a lot because of his job. So, you know, this year, this past 2 years has affected us all in different ways. You most likely are not. I don't think any of us are the same person that we were when we went into this at the end of 2019, going into the beginning of 2020. I don't think any of us are the same person that we were at the end of 2020 going into 2021. And that's typical. I think we're all constantly changing. We're never the same person 6 months later. At least we shouldn't be. But especially with all that we've dealt with in this past while, I don't think any of us are remotely near the same that we were. That being said, stop trying to force yourself to be the same. Stop trying to force yourself to go back to who you were. Stop trying to force yourself to create a dream that may not even be your dream anymore. To create a vision that may not line up or align with who you are or who you are becoming anymore. You get what I'm saying? It's okay to take a step back and say, I don't even know who I am. I need to figure that out first. And if you've been doing the work all through this process and you kind of know who you are and have a good grasp of that, kudos to you. High five, honey. If you know that, stand on that and implement the changes now to actualize that, to embody that. But if you're not sure, that's okay. If you thought you knew and you're realizing it changed again, all good. The point being, it's okay to start asking yourself those questions. It's okay to keep asking yourself those questions. The reason I started with starting to ask yourself those questions, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we want to bury our head in the sand and hide from it, and you can't. The more you hide, the worse it's going to feel when it finally hits you and you face it. The more uncomfortable it's going to be. And it doesn't have to be that painful. So start asking yourself those questions. Keep asking yourself those questions, because what your answer was last year, the year before, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, even last week and yesterday, your answer may be different right now in this moment if you ask yourself again. You don't have to judge yourself for that. I have this conversation a lot with a friend of mine because we're always laughing at both of us how we change all the time. Like, okay, I said I was going to do this. I changed my mind. I want to do this now. You know, and we talk through what that fear looks like to acknowledge, okay, I don't know about this because I don't want to deal with the judgment of people, especially as a business, if it's a business decision. And inevitably we do it anyway, because we know, fuck them people. You know, I got to do what I'm here to do, what I feel called to do, what I feel led to do for my best, safest, and highest good. And I'm passing that to you. Fuck them people. Okay. First and foremost. because you have to honor yourself. You have to adore yourself. You have to power through the darkness, through the light, through the shadows, through the heaviness, through the ups, downs, twists, turns, and all the in-betweens to get to a place where you unfailingly and unflinchingly honor yourself first and foremost. The more you love yourself, the more you honor yourself, the more you hold yourself in a high regard, the easier it is to create that in reciprocity with others and receive that from them. But if you don't hold that standard for yourself, then it is a hard battle uphill to get that treatment from other people. And we set ourselves up to fail when we do that, because if we don't hold ourselves in high regard and we expect other people to, when they don't, it really hurts and it offends us. And then our feelings are hurting. We feel in some type of way. And it's just a never ending snowball of unnecessary, painful emotions, right? So why go through that? We don't have to. So I'm challenging you today to pull yourself back to ground zero for you. Pull yourself back to your perfect state of homeostasis. Your perfect state of balance. You are listening to this podcast right now because it was meant for you to listen to it today. Not to mention, we decided to go live with season 3 today because it's 11/11. Today's a powerful portal of energy, right? So what did this bring up for you? That's a good question to ask yourself. What did it trigger you to think about? What did it cause you to reflect on? And if you are new to us, I also suggest that you go back and catch up on season 1 and season 2, because those are good places as well. And for those of you who were following us, yes, to answer your question, we did actually record an entirely different season 3 last year. And because we decided to make such a big pivot, we felt like those audios would be better served just kind of mixing in with the others, and we wanted to do something completely different for season 3. So we're working to get those added in. Bear with us. We promise we'll get them added in. But again, if you're here now, you're here on purpose. You are here because this is what you needed to hear today. Use the energy of today. Listen, it's a beautiful thing to trust yourself and know your power and utilize your power, but everything ain't got to be hard. Everything ain't got to be a brick upside the head. Today is a powerful day because a lot of people believe in the power of numbers. A lot of people believe in the power of 11/11. And when you're in a space that is energized by the belief and the power that everybody around you is putting into it, it behooves you and it benefits you invaluably to tap into that. So while you have the energy of this portal today, the energy of this power today, I want you to ask yourself these 3 questions. The first one being, what is it that I need to acknowledge about myself? What is it that I need to acknowledge about myself? Now, the reason I'm asking you to ask yourself that question is because, again, this past couple of years has been it's been a roller coaster. Asking yourself what you need to acknowledge is giving your higher self permission to really communicate with you clearly the shifts that it wants you to see about who you are, who you were, who you're becoming, who you need to be, who are you here to be, right? Maybe you need to acknowledge more of your strengths and let go of your faults. Maybe you need to forgive yourself and acknowledge the power of your triumphantness and your victoriousness at having still made it here thus far. I don't know. What is that for you? The next question I want you to ask yourself is, who am I becoming? Who am I becoming? Asking yourself this question gives yourself permission to really show you the visions of the future of who you are operating, who you are evolving into, operating as and evolving into. to give yourself a visual. Sometimes we think that we just have to go with blind and we don't. We may not see the whole picture, full picture all the time, but we don't have to go with blind. Even if you get a snippet, that snippet can be all the difference to make it that much easier for you. So ask yourself, who am I becoming? The third question I want you to ask yourself, who and what am I willing to let go of? Who and what am I willing to let go of? I want you to really think about that. That can be a challenge to ask and be honest about. But really think about it. Take some time to journal it. If you don't already have it, grab your copy of the Fuck Them People Self-Love Journal from our Shopify store. I'll make sure the link is on the audio for this podcast. But I really want you to think about those questions. If you need help and you want support, you can always reach out to us. Our concierge team is always ready to walk you through the process of a consult to help you figure out which of our services is the best fit for you. You can also comment here on this podcast episode and share your thoughts and your questions, and I can use them to guide future episodes. But I really want you to take some time and ask yourself those questions and be honest. Listen, it doesn't matter whether you tell me or anybody else, but you have to be honest with yourself. That is what's going to get you to growth and the healing. And I want to leave you with this. Life is made up of moments. And I truly believe it is not the moments that are painful. It is the emotions that we attach to the moments. It is the value that we attach to the moments. And we get to decide at any given moment how we want to change the emotion or the value that we have attached to something or to someone. So if what you're experiencing is not serving you, are you ready to change the value and the emotion that you've attached to it? I leave you with that. I'd love to have your feedback. I can't wait to hear from you guys. I'm excited to go forward into season 3. Thank you for joining us. And I will share more as we go forward into who the unapologetic healer is, why we are embracing that, why that is our intention as we go forward and becoming the identity of the Healing One business. I'd also love to hear your feedback. If you've already been engaging with us on social media and you've kind of heard some about it already, share your thoughts with us and let us know, because listen, we're all in this together. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.